Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio, and you're with Ben and Michael today. Well, A Life That Counts is a book that, well, came about from a devastating crash in the two-man bobsled at the 2010 Winter Olympic Games. And with us on the line today, I have Jeremy Rolleston to tell his story. How are you, Jeremy?
Good, thank you, Ben.
Very interesting story, and must have been a very confronting moment for you.
Yeah, look, it was a devastating moment. You know, it was my second Olympics, and I was in the best shape of my life, and I was really ready to break my Australian record, but I ended up on my head at the bottom of the track when we had an equipment failure, something very random. So, yeah, look, it was devastating. I did feel slightly embarrassed because the predominant thought was, oh, people couldn't think I'm this bad. But and it got a lot more attention than it would otherwise have got because there was a death on the track a week earlier, people might remember.
Yep.
Was it a failure? I guess as an athlete, you look things squarely in the face and you go, yes, it was a failure. I didn't perform anywhere near what I wanted to. In the big scheme of life, was it a failure? No. I mean, I got to my second Olympics, and there are a lot of things around that campaign that were very successful. So that's always a matter of context, I guess.
Mm. You went behind the scenes and talked to other successful Australians writing your book, including people like Gay Waterhouse, Dick Smith. What insights do you get from people like that?
I wanted people to have that social proof of, look, here's what these people do, and you can't ignore it because here's all the examples from all these famous Australians. And it was absolutely fascinating to interview them. And behind the scenes, I asked each of those people for specific reasons. So take Gay Waterhouse, for example. I specifically asked her to be in the book because I wanted to ask her about the fears that she had of failing her famous father. As a race trainer, and everyone sees Gay now through the spring carnival, but they don't see what it was like before she bought her first horse, where she was asking her mum, can I even do this? And that is exactly the same moment as we all face and as many of the listeners face, and it's interesting for them to then be able to see, well how did Gay respond in that situation? And Matt Shervington is another great example, I think, because I wanted to ask him, did he regret not being the first white man to run under 10 seconds, because to all intents and purposes, he should have been. And that answer that he gave with where he said, look, I did everything I could. I am absolutely disappointed that I wasn't the first white man to run under 10 seconds, but I have no regrets. I gave it all. And again, that's if you could bottle that little lesson, that difference between disappointment and regret and going for it, and regretting the things that you don't do more than the things you do, that's really useful for people to know. Dick Smith, Gay Waterhouse, Matt Shervington, Louis Fudge, very different. They will always go for it. Now, they don't know if they'll get there. They don't know if they'll be world champion. They don't know if they'll be the fastest white man to run under 10 seconds, but they will go for it. So that was a very interesting point. And I think the second thing I'd say for listeners is they all believe that the little things add up to the big things. So, yes, they've got a bigger picture of what they want to do, but in terms of their daily life, whether it's in sport or whether it's in work, they absolutely will do the little things well, and they just believe that they will all add up. So Gay Waterhouse spoke about this, for example, and she says, okay, well, what I will do, I will give the horses the best feed, I will give them the best jockeys, I will give them the best stables, and all of that for her will add up to a great preparation. And Louise Savage, James Tompkins said the same in their sport.
So I think it's fascinating the research that you've done, and maybe that knock on the head or that slide down the ramp into the world's media attention was meant to happen. Maybe it was part of your life's journey, you know?
Well, perhaps it was, and, you know, if I can help anyone out there, you know, live the life that they want to live, however they define success, then, you know, I'm a happy man.
Fantastic. Look, we've been chatting with Jeremy Rolleston today, a brand new book out called The Secrets Behind Successful People, A Life That Counts. Really, really cool to talk to you, and thank you for your time today, Jeremy.
Thank you, Ben. You're welcome.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.